Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 5th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the tree line, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack on west to north to east facing aspects. These can be released easily, even by a single winter sport participant. Avalanches can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach medium size. Such avalanche-prone locations are widespread. Avalanches can additionally in some places be released in the weakly bonded old snow by a single winter sport participant. These places are barely recognizable. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of the sometimes strong wind, the wind slabs have increased in size. These are lying on surface hoar, in particular on wind-protected shady slopes. The snowpack is unfavorably layered. The old snowpack consists of faceted crystals. We have the following danger patterns: DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 6th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.